Good day, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast series, Good Things. My name is Rosie, and today I will share with you some tips on how to develop your inner beauty as known as self-value. First of all, inner beauty. Does it face even exist or being necessary in the nowadays society anymore when everyone seems to care way too much about the appearance and physical assess? The answer is yes. It is needed, but mostly for yourself and your own development. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt that you are missing something but you don't exactly know what it is? Spirituality. You see, life is not only about food, sex, kids, marriage, or buying a house, having good appearance, or having money. Even a heavenly good-looking person or an extremely wealthy person can feel lost, empty, lonely, sad, and depressed if they avoid to face their spirituality. Spirituality here doesn't mean God, church, or prayer either. It means a connection between you and your inner, higher self. It means you know what you want and you know how to control your input and output energy. It means you are working towards what you want while being grateful for what you have, both good and bad. It means you understand yourself, your weakness, your flaws, you love yourself no matter what, and willing to become a better version of yourself, day by day. It means you don't have to surround yourself with people to avoid being alone. That's what you're missing. We are individuals who live life with different purposes. Some people chase money, chase love, chase fame and power. Some people chase peace, happiness, and their understanding towards themselves. So start asking yourself this question. What do you want with this life? Once you know what you really want, proud of yourself and understand yourself more than anyone, anything you do will feel like a bliss. The more you understand yourself, the less things and outside factors can upset you. You will be able to unlock this new level of life where you don't really care about what other people think anymore. You will be happy with your own company and be able to opt in peace. In order to do that, you will have to go through the first step, which is improving your self-value and develop your inner beauty. And that's exactly what we are going to discuss about today. Let's get started. Number 1. Love yourself, love your flaws. Everyone has flaws. Everyone has a demon inside of them to fight every day. However, the way you think and look at yourself really changes everything. It is all about your mindset and perspective. If you think, oh, I'm not worthy of love and no one's gonna love me as much as I love them, you know what you should do? Love yourself more. Give yourself the kind of love you want to receive from other people. Because once we truly love ourselves, know and appreciate our own value, we will have a special kind of spiritual aura around us that will attract other people to respect and appreciate us in return. It's a law of attraction. You're happy, you're confident, you know what you brought to the table. People will light up to eat with you. You won't be able to receive love from the world if you don't believe you are worthy of it. In case you think there's no reason for you to love yourself, put your hands on your chest. You feel that? It's beating for you. After so many things you have been through, it is still beating. How magical is that? You have a living, beating thing inside of your body that is stronger than anything. So live for yourself and be happy by yourself. Love your good side, bad side, and never, ever let your negative thoughts hold you down. When I say love your bad side, I mean have an awareness about your bad traits or bad habits, and you can either try to change it or accept it as a part of a human being. But never change something just because other people say you should. No, you are the one who decides. After all, people don't live our life for us. For example, if you think,
I am too kind, always being used or taken by granted.
You know what you should do? Accept it. Accept that you are kind. Because kindness is a natural and not everyone can be kind. You accept your natural, don't look at it as a weakness, but learn how to give your kindness to the right people and when to stop being kind. This is very important because if you are a giver, know your limit because the takers don't. Also, don't expect people to treat you the same way you treat them with kindness. This is really naive. Yes, if you treat someone in a rude, bad way, 99% of them will treat you back in the same way. But it doesn't work like that with kindness. So the more you expect, the more you might be disappointed. If you want to help people, just help them. If helping others makes you feel good, just do it. But don't expect for anything in return, and if someone keeps asking you to help and get angry when you don't, you stay away from them. That's how you love yourself. Having said all this, my point here is, never lose your kindness no matter how tough this world is, and never let the hatred from others take away the kindness in you. That's how you can maintain and improve your inner beauty. Number 2, only compare yourself with yourself. One of the tips that keeps me happy most of the time and focused on my development is that I don't compare myself too much with other people. Remember one thing, when you look up, everyone is better than you, but if you look down, you are better than everyone, right? Anyone will have something that they are good at and something that they don't, something they have and something they don't have. Moreover, comparing yourself to others too much and in a wrong way will slowly turn you into a person with either a lot of jealousy or a person with a lot of insecurities. The more you compare yourself to others, the bigger the fear that you are not as good as them gets. You will be distracted from completing your goals, and this is very dangerous because you really should be focusing on achieving what you want instead of being bothered by other people's achievements. Everyone has their own unique journey. A path that is right for someone else won't necessarily mean that it's the right path for you. And that's okay. Your journey isn't right or wrong, or good or bad. It's just different. Your life isn't meant to look like anyone else's because you aren't like anyone else. You are a person all your own with an unique set of goals, obstacles, dreams, and needs. So stop comparing and start living the life. You might not have ended up where you intended to go, but trust for once that you have ended up where you needed to be. As long as you never stop moving forward, trust that you are in the right place at the right time. Trust that your life is enough. Trust that you are enough. I know I have said this, but I will repeat it. Be grateful for what you have while working towards what you want. What you should do is to compare yourself from today with yourself from last month, last week, or even yesterday. What have you learned? What tasks have you done? And what are the next plans you want to do? Really focus on your developments, and keeping track of all changes within yourself will help you to improve your self-value and inner beauty. Through time, this will also help you to maintain your inner peace, which I will be talking about in details on episode 3. In conclusion, focus on your goals, keep pursuing your dreams, and don't ever let anyone hold you down. If someone say or do something that make you feel negative about yourself or what you are doing, stay away from them. Remember, your progress does not need to be seen or validated by other people as well as your value. You got dreams to chase, not people to impress. Don't let other people's opinions stop you from moving forward and reach for your dreams. Number 3, always seek to be the best version of yourself. The last part of our podcast today, and also the most important part, never stop becoming the best version of yourself day by day. This means you should be taking good care of your health, your appearance, and your mind. These 3 factors connect strongly with each other and are the most important things for a human being in life. If you don't have your health, you can't do anything, and if your mind is in stress, your health and your appearance will be affected as well. And when I say appearance here, I don't mean like fancy expensive clothes or jewelry or bags that people can't afford but still try to buy with their monthly salary. I mean it is the way you present yourself to the world, the way you want people to see you as. It's about how you take care of your hair, your skin, your body. It's about the way you talk, the way you dress, and the way you act. Everything you show from the outside is a reflection of what's going on inside of you. So always take good care of yourself, because at the end of the day, what else matters? Take a course that you're interested in, do outdoor activities to strengthen your health and flexibility, master a new skill, explore a new hobby, read and watch something useful to expand your knowledge. There are plenty of great things you can do to upgrade yourself, and you will thank yourself later. This is how you can keep your life dynamic, cope with stress in a healthy, positive way, and improve your self-value. Keep an eye on your health and listen to the signs your body sends you. Remember, good days will come and bad days will come too, because that's life. But if you can manage to keep yourself in a good shape physically and mentally, nothing can really affect you and your life will become much easier to breathe. All right, everyone. So that's everything I want to share with you in this episode. Thank you very much for listening, and I wish for all the best to come your way. Please like, follow, and share if you enjoy my podcast, and I will talk to you again very soon.